Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
If y'all ain't know, now you know. Right now you're tuned in to Nala's Den. The one and only Duval DJ Bravo. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to the den with your girl Nala. We sitting here today with STG in the building. He is from Delaware, you guys, but residing in Atlanta, Georgia. We're about to get into this interview with him, but before we do that, you know I have to give my personal shout out. Shout out to Making It Mag. Shout out to my favorite DJ, DJ Bravo, for giving us this opportunity and the platforms to do what we are able to do today. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have met up. You feel me? All right, you guys, here we go. Right now, on to this interview with STG and on his new single, Boss Your Life Up. What's up, you guys? Thank you guys for joining Nala's podcast today. Today, you guys, we have an interview with an artist out of Delaware. And his name is STG. STG, are you on the line?
I'm here. What's happening? What's up? What a week.
What's up? So you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the music industry?
Yeah, for sure. So, like I said, I'm STG. People call me Steve for short. Derived from Prestige. That's how I came on my name. I've been making music, taking it seriously since I was about 15 in high school. Recording music, selling mixtapes in the hallways. And I actually came into it pretty much just as a young teen wanting to be lit. Really, like, I wanted to play basketball. I didn't make the team. And I just started finding other crafts that might work for me. Started writing poetry. And my dad was actually a rapper in the DMV area. Mm-hmm. And he took me to my first studio session in the basement, recorded my first song. And since then, I just knew I wanted to do this. Seriously, started performing, talent shows, etc. And this is in Delaware, in Dover, Delaware, actually. And then after that, I went to Howard in D.C. I studied film, then moved to L.A., and then I spent time in L.A., and then now I'm in Atlanta. So now I'm based in Atlanta.
That's what's up! Welcome to Georgia!
I love it out here.
That's what's up. So, okay, let me ask you, what does STG stand for? And by the way, I'm sorry for misspelling that. You know what I'm saying? So you said it's an extra period after that. So tell me what the STG stands for.
Okay, STG stands for Steve, as well as Steve the Goat, Sean the Great, Stack the Guap. I have a lot of other mantras as well that I say in my music that people got tuned into. But pretty much that's where it's at heart, it's more so that my real name is Sean, so it also comes from, and I studied the great as Sean Combs and Sean Carter, and I'm manifesting that I'm gonna be the next greatest Sean of all time.
Oh my God, that's so amazing!
Yeah, thank you. And before I was at STG, I was Prestige, and then actually I got hit with a cease and desist on the name of Prestige, and then it forced me to like have to rebrand. Thing like that, but I think it was like one of the best things that ever happened to me because it helped me like tap into like the essence of who I am. That's where Steve, people always called me Steve. So then it was just Steve with the initials is STG. If you sound it out, it's Steve. So, and that's who I am.
Respect it. Respect it. That's what's up. So I've been following you. I try to study my artists. That's what takes me so long to actually get to the interview. I try to study you a lot before I set up an interview because I want to know what type of person you are. And just from following you, I see that you, honestly, I say this to a lot of artists, but it's only like 10% that actually sticks out and they actually have a heart for people. Why I say that about you is because I seen one of your videos where you got together a couple of or some people just to put together a show because you felt, why did you feel the need to do that?
My What a Night concert. So pretty much, one, I did that right in my hometown as well in Delaware. And I also felt a need to do that because number one thing that what I push for as well, being that I've traveled and lived a lot of places, is coming from Delaware, there's not a lot of resources or opportunities for people, and there's so much talent. So I felt the need to, one, cut out the middleman and do my own show, because it's a lot of times like artists will have to pay to perform and jump through hoops to try to get shows. So I feel like I stand for independence and hard work and, you know, being true talent. So it's more so getting it out the mud, doing it yourself. So I had to step up to the plate and do that. And then all the artists that I knew in the area started opening out here grinding. I hit them up, said, yo, we're going to do the show. What a night, we're going to all come together and do something for the city. So it's just, I feel like anybody, when you have a platform or have opportunity to do things, it's kind of like your responsibility to pass the torch or, you know, pay it forward as much as possible.
And I respect that, and I love that you said that, especially as an artist. Being a PR and kind of working with artists and working, you know, with you guys, a lot of artists don't feel like that's their responsibility when it comes to certain things. It's like, okay, you're my PR, you're this, you're that. It's your responsibility to do that. I'm glad that you said that. So being that you learned that by doing what you do, what do you have that you could give to some of these artists by thinking that way? Keep it real. Keep it 100.
always. I feel like that's why. All right, so I'm gonna start by saying my latest record called "Boss Your Life Up." That's really what it's about.
Hey.
So like, even like everything I say in my music or titles that I use is things to like that relates to real life. So to artists and like entrepreneurs, because I think it applies to almost everyone. Boss Your Life Up to me means, like, cut the bullshit, because we all say we want to do certain things, we want to do this and we want to do that, but we never take the time to really see what needs to be done in order to do that. And when we do get certain blessings, like how to cherish those blessings, and if we got that, why wouldn't we want somebody else to have that as well? So like paying it forward, that's not the way. Like that's not it. So
that's what's up.
I feel like in any craft or any artist really needs to take a step back and realize like what they're trying to accomplish. And at the end of the day, I know some people might just want to get to a bag. So
true.
That's cool for like, I get it, because I know what it's like to really just, you know, find a way out and try to get to a bag. And but even once you get that, you can lose it as fast as you got it.
Right.
So, it's really just the bigger picture at the end of the day. To Boss Your Life Up.
I want
to
talk about Boss Your Life Up. Boss Your Life Up, it hyped me up, and I'm finna tell you why. I'm in school right now. I'm getting my bachelor's, and you know, trying to further what I'm doing with what, you know, in the media. I was doing that. While I'm doing that, sometimes I also listen to artist music, and you know, going through Making It Mag artist, and I'm like, okay, you know, STG, let's see what this is about. You know, he just dropped it, blah. So I clicked on it, and as I'm writing my paper, one of the questions that were asked to me to do an essay on was, when you die, what matters to you the most, your name or how much money you make? And as soon as I was thinking about the question, then your song and the beat drops and it goes, hey, bust your life up. And I'm like, you know what? My name, you know. So so with that being said, I'm going to ask you the same question. How do you feel? Like, what's more important when you leave this world? Like, do you feel like it's your brand and what you're going to leave here, or your name that's going to stand forever?
Personally, I feel like it's a combination of both.
Right.
Because my name is a given. It's really like what I've done while I was here and the people that interacted with me. Some people might hate me. It's it's about perception. Some people might get a side of me that they didn't fuck with me, right? They aren't like, or, and the other side will love me as long as my family will carry on my legacy as well. But really, I also really cherish, like, what I'll have to leave behind for, like, my family, you know what I mean? So in terms of whether it's money or, you know what I mean, a business, or things that I just was able to implement in the culture that even, you know, these high school kids and middle school kids will be able to, you know, carry along with them in terms of, you know, my legacy or just things that I was able to, the art that I put out that can live with people.
Inspiration. You are a legacy already.
That's what's up.
Okay, so that's Boss Your Life Up. We will be playing that today on this, on the air, and we're going to drop everything at 4 p.m., so be looking out for that. But
yeah, that's love.
My next question to you is, you say you've done a lot of shows and stuff like that. Where have you did your biggest inspirational show? And why was it inspirational to you?
Inspirational to me?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say more than one? Or you have to pick one?
If it's more than one, then kick it.
Alright, so I'll just name two because they're two different types of inspiration.
Okay.
So, I performed at Howard Homecoming Yard Fest twice, actually. So, 1 year opened up for Big Sean and 2 Chainz. And the next year, I believe it was Tory Lanez. I forget who was the headliner, but it was two different times. And I when I was a sophomore and then when I was a senior, and there was just two different versions of that grew. And then as well, the second time I did it, it was a different atmosphere, and I had a lot of fans that was in the crowd that actually paid attention to me, and it felt like that's where I was supposed to be. And it motivated me like crazy. And then it's thousands of people out there. Like Howard Homecoming is huge. So, and that was like before I graduated. So it was like one of my gifts to me. And leaving, it was crazy. And then the second one really is definitely the What a Night concert that I do in Delaware. Because like I said, that was something I did.
Right.
Me and my team that I headlined and was able to put other people on. And that one definitely touched my heart and the artist as well. Like, you know, forever we building relationships no matter what happens.
That's just
I was able to do something like that. And for the city as well. Like getting the reactions from fans that came out and was just like, you know, we never had anything like this before in Delaware.
You got respected.
And tell me that that was the best hip hop concert that they've ever had at the venue. Like, it was just like, it was surreal, honestly.
That's what's
about. Doing it again and again. That's all it is right now.
Okay. My next two questions are about your past and now your future. I saw that you did an HBO episode, or what was that about? The HBO show.
Oh yeah, for the Watchmen. Actually, so that was an event actually that my cousin actually, she was interviewing a few people that was on a panel for the launch of the show, and that was just a promo video that was for the event.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so that was dope, super dope.
Yes, it was.
A lot of my fam definitely has been grinding too. She's in the internet and comic book world, so like the Watchmen show is a comic book that turned into Regina King is the star of the show.
Wow. That's what's Okay, and now to the future. Let's talk about this Southwest trip that you're about to take. How do you feel about that? Are you ready?
I'm getting ready. I'm not there. I'm always getting ready. So when the time is there, I'll be ready. Trust me. I'm always going to be ready when the time comes. But it's still crazy because I've never performed in Southwest. I went in 2017 for the first time. And I was supposed to perform, but then my stage had got canceled. So it was just like, I was just out there, dolo, and with nothing to do. And I just, all I did was network. And it was still amazing, but I haven't been back since. And I told myself I just won't be back until I get booked for a show. And then it's happened because it was crazy because when I was out there in 2017, people had offered opportunities and they were like, "Oh, if you pay me $400, I'll let you get a set." It's net. I'm saying, I'm not about to pay you to perform. So, and I just told myself, like, for some people that might be fine, but it wasn't for me at the time.
Right.
And then, like I said, I'm just gonna work hard until I'm able to get booked.
Congratulations. I have to say congratulations. And listen, and I don't, honestly, not in a bad way. At that time, maybe you just wasn't ready. Like, look at all the stuff that you have accomplished in between that to prepare yourself. And just on a mature level, like, you doing your own thing and reaching out and bringing other people together, that's what it's all about. And now it's like, boom, I think you're ready. I think you and your team is ready to get out here and continue to take over in 2020. Boss your life up, y'all. Boss your life up. You feel me? I am. I'm proud of you. My last question to you before I let you go is, are there any people that are around you or you want to give a shout out to that's been a part of your journey that you feel, you know, that it ain't a day that goes by? Like, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here. Would you like to shout them out, show your love, you know?
Oh, man, that's a long list. But let me just, of course, my management between Fats and Kinetic Sound, aka Mizzo, that's my management, and as well as Young Rocco, Can't Hit, with my two producers and engineers that make all my music with me, Coogee Young produces, and one of my close artist friends. And the whole family, really. My brothers, Wavy Air, Love and Learn, Mecca May. We're going to continue to do this.
That's what's up. I'm so proud of you, STG. I really am. I'm glad I got to have this interview with you. But before you go, let everyone on my podcast and this broadcast know where they can find you at and if we want to look for you.
Okay. So, everybody, you can follow me at Call Me STG. One word. That's on all social platforms. On all the digital streaming platforms, Apple Music, it's STG. It's a period after each letter. And my new single out right now, Boss Your Life Up. And between me and you, between all the listeners, we actually just wrapped the music video this past Sunday. And I'm working on it right now as we speak. I'm editing it. And it's gonna be a movie. Like,
that's what's up. You make sure you keep us in tune. Tag us, whatever you gotta do to get our attention so we can share that and to get that out with you when you drop it, okay?
Thank you. That's love.
That's what's up. Thank you for calling in. I will talk to you soon.
All right.
Have a good day.
You have a good one. What a week.
You too. That's what. All right, you guys, we just wrapped up that interview with STG. But before we go any further, we're about to listen to his hottest hit that he just dropped right now in the video he's working on that he's talking about. Right now, the name of that song is called "Hey, Bust Your Life Up."
Me in my mouth, I'm coming from the drums. taking everything you own. Yeah. All my dogs from broken homes, girl, we won't be broke no more. That's on everything I own. Hold up, what the fuck is going on? Something must be going wrong. Niggas blowing up my phone. Niggas asking what I'm on. Nigga, you know what I'm on. For a listen, Rolling Stone. I done broke more than 100 rules, like a young nigga with an attitude. Ain't nothing really that I'd rather do than buy the block in the avenue. Shut a whole city, put it on the news. Streets watching, gotta have a view. Gotta have a view, gotta have a view. What's your life? Streets watching, gotta have a view.
All right, you guys, we just come to an end on Nala's Den. Woo, woo, woo. Anywho, you guys, shout out to STG. Shout out to Making It Mag once again for giving these artists these great opportunities. Don't forget, you guys, he will be performing and we will be helping him promote for that Southwest trip coming up in March, you guys. Stay tuned for all he has and more. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't end here because we all about 2020 and bossing your life up. You feel me? All right, you guys, you know what time it is for me, though. If you know any artists or DJs with hot mixes, have them send it in to MNDesigns. That's with the ZMedia@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to set up an interview with me to talk live, to bring your stuff and everything that you have going on to our show, hit us up at mndesignswiththezmedia@gmail.com and someone from my team will contact you ASAP. You feel me? That's how we work over here. All right, you guys. It's almost time. Well, it's not even almost time. It is time for me to go. It's Friday. You guys be safe. Have a good weekend. And you know what time it is for me. I'm signing out.